welcome to the Laundry Chat Podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today we are talking about New Year's resolutions. I know that there's a lot of hate about New Year's resolutions, but I've always loved to make them, even though I don't always keep them. I just feel like it's a good way to end the year, and a good way to start the new one, setting goals for yourself and things that, at least maybe for 1 month, that you can keep. So whether you like them or not, I'm going to do them, and I'm going to tell you my 5 New Year's resolutions for 2018. So sit back, relax, and actually, I hate it when people say that. just listen. No matter what you're doing, just listen. And I hope that these maybe inspire you to start your own New Year's resolutions, even if it's just one. All right, so New Year's resolution number one, I wrote down, start things off right. And the right doesn't mean right as in thumbs up right. It means to write. I don't know when I stopped writing, but it was a long time ago, it feels like. Sometime in the summer when I was busy with photos and stuff, I just stopped writing. And I recently started writing again in like the middle of December or something. And it just has... I don't know. I guess that was kind of like the first thing that I started doing that got me into like even Instagram, or like I started my blog and stuff. And I guess I just forgot how much that it makes me like feel like myself, and it makes me think deeper. It helps me sort things out in my mind. I guess that's the main thing. It helps me sort out like the messy laundry and the dirty things and the like, you know, new things and links with the old things. And it helps me throw things away when I write. So I really just want to continue writing like consistently throughout the whole year. And a few things that help if you're looking to write was buying a big journal, one that has enough space in it, one that I like, and one that I like don't mind looking at or bringing with me. And like, I think it's worth to spend money on it too. Like I was kind of didn't want to spend a lot, but I spent I guess I just didn't really worry about the price. I was like, it's going to be worth it to me. Another thing that's helped is a good pen, of course. And then, like, taking Polaroids or putting pictures in there, or even, like, magazine clippings if you don't want to, like, print things off, or ticket stubs, or, like, plants or leaves. I put, like, my roses and flowers that I got from graduation, and I, like, taped them in there with clear tape. It just has really helped me to not only document my life, but talk about my life. And eventually, like, I do put my prayers in there too. But yeah, so it's kind of like a mix of just the story of my life, and I really want to continue doing that throughout the year in 2018. The second New Year's resolution I have is commit to a church. This semester of college, I didn't go to church barely at all. I would listen to podcasts online or messages sometimes, and occasionally, like, me and my friends would go if we, like, you know, were all together, or if, like, you know, one of us wanted to go. But it was normally, like, it was just a crazy semester, and weekends were filled, and which is no excuse, you know. So this year, I don't want any excuses for church. I really want to go, and I want to go to one. I kind of church hop, and I go to a whole bunch of different ones, and, you know, listen to this person, you know, this pastor on my podcast, but then I listen to this church online, and then I listen to this worship service, you know, when I actually go. And I don't know, I want to commit to one, and I want to get more involved in it. Especially being graduated, I have like more like time kind of, and I want to make my own schedule, have church in it. So church, I just feel like I want to meet the right people. Obviously I'm still single, and it would be nice to, you know, maybe meet someone. I'm not going because of that though, but I do even just like other people out there and other connections and, other people who like I could help with my story and who can help me, you know, with theirs. And I feel like it'll be good, and I'm so ready for it. It's kind of like working out, you know, like you need to like choose a time, choose a place, and just do it, and like don't like bend on it, and do it consistently. So hopefully I do it consistently enough in the beginning of the year that it just becomes a habit for the rest of the year. All right, number 3, I actually got this from a different podcast called The Accidental Creative Podcast. So if you want to listen to that, I highly suggest you listen to it. But I kind of stole this from him. One of his more recent episodes, it said, take more shots. And I thought that was interesting. And not like shots, like drinking shots, but like shots, like risks, take more opportunities, take more chances. And he talked about how Michael Jordan, he has missed so many shots, but he's also made a lot of them too. But the only reason he's made so many is because he took that many more. And so he kind of also talked about, you know, doing more things instead of doing one good thing, and not worrying about that one, you know, all of your things to be perfect or to even be good, just like to do them. So I don't know. I would listen to that podcast again. I actually should listen to it again because it was just so powerful to me, and reminded me that you can just do things and they don't have to be good, and you can just do them to do them. And it's okay if they don't turn out to be anything. Like this podcast, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I just did it and, you know, it whatever, you know, if it doesn't, you know, last forever, that's okay, but it lasted for now and I'm doing it. So yeah, I just want to take more shots this year, and not be too afraid to miss. Okay. Number four, this one I feel like is always like on my like New Year's resolution list, and it's confidence is key because I never really seem to have very much confidence, like consistently. Maybe that's better, like consistent confidence, or like, I don't know, because I just like, I go up and down where like, I'm super confident in what I'm doing and this is great and this is what I want to do. And then I go back to like, I don't know what I'm doing and like, I'm not good at it. And like, yeah. So I guess I just really want confidence this year. Even confidence, even in like the confusion of it all, of being graduated and not having like classes and not really knowing what I want to do with my life. But I still want that confidence during those times of like complex, confusing likeness that is like my feelings. So yeah, I guess I think that also comes along with, you know, being in a better relationship with God and like, you know, writing too and like figuring all that out, like confidence more of like who I am in Christ and who I am in my mind and all of that. So hopefully that comes along with it. Maybe this year, 2018, will be the year that I finally can say that I am consistently confident in myself, but it'll take a while, so we'll see. All right, and number five, the final New Year's resolution I have is to be available. And this actually, I don't know if I want to go too in detail with this one because I might do a separate podcast about it, and for sure a blog post, but available is my word for the year. And I guess I just, it goes a lot of different ways. I want to be available for opportunities that come by. And I also want to be available for the people in my life who've always been there. And obviously I want to be available for whatever God calls me to do, even though I have no clue what that is. So it would be nice if God, you know, gave me a call sometime soon. Or maybe I need to call him. Maybe that's a problem. So yeah, just being available and making myself available, even though I sometimes like to think that I'm busy and I have all this stuff going on, to just be open to saying yes to more things than I say no to. So yeah, those are my New Year's resolutions. I hope you guys have a great New Year's Eve, and don't worry if you're not doing anything. I'm probably not doing anything. I never do anything on New Year's Eve. Before I go, I just want to, again, thank you guys for listening so much. I know it's been a while since I've, you know, been on the podcast. how long has it been? Too long. But I really do appreciate you guys listening. And I guess, yeah, I guess that's all I have to say. I just love you guys. I say too many ums. You guys, please don't count how many ums I say. But I better go and let you go and get on with your day, whatever you're doing. And yeah, I guess I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Laundry Chat Podcast.